Hi, I'm Sujata Massey, and I did a story with these ladies a few years ago. In my family of origin, four of us are immigrants. And actually, my father was born in India during the end of the British Raj period, while the Japanese were bombing Calcutta. My mother was born in Germany, where the Americans were bombing her little town. And in the 1950s, they both decided to leave their home countries to go to England, and they both had a different dream. My mom was not comfortable with Germany, and she was sort of a little bit of a free thinker, and my father was a young geophysicist, and he was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to Cambridge University. And my mom was there, but she was studying. She wanted to be a simultaneous translator, which is something people used to do a lot in those days. They met, they fell in love, and they thought, you know, we'll be immigrants in Britain. Well, not the easiest place for an Indian guy and a German lady to get married. And after their parents disowned them, they had the, you know, both... Neither family was happy. They had the pleasure of when they were, you know, getting married, having the civil ceremony, of having the judge take my mom aside and ask her if she wasn't sure she might want to change her mind. And, you know, I was born there. My second sister was born there. And opportunities were limited in the sciences there. They existed, and my father was a lecturer at a university. But my parents felt very strongly that they didn't want us to grow up feeling like second-class citizens. That's what they told us. So they began the process of trying to apply to come to the United States. And my dad had a lot of friends at universities here. The only problem was, in those days, in the early 60s, you couldn't emigrate to the United States if you came from a brown country. It was a lot harder. There were quotas on visas for people, you know, from places, you know, countries in Africa, from Asia. And so my father really wanted to come, and he put on his thinking hat, and he knew that because India had been part of the British Raj, he had the right to apply for this British citizenship. And there were no big quotas on British people coming over. So he had to do something that really was not what he wanted to do, but he did it because the law was such that, you know, his wife and his children could come, but he couldn't necessarily go. So he did get the visa to come over, but at the same time, in 65, this amendment came, or the Immigration Act, which actually prohibited discrimination for national origin and for religion. So we came here, and, you know, guess where we wound up settling? One of the most homogeneous parts of the United States, Minnesota. And so while my sisters and I were going to school where everybody was blonde and Catholic or Lutheran and trying to explain our presence and kind of fly under the radar and be accepted, they were having this wonderful time in the 1970s university world at a university that had people from a lot of different places. And it was frustrating growing up sometimes because, you know, we had the parents with the accents and everybody would look at us if our parents, you know, showed up. And especially, you know, my dad was a very interesting dresser, you know, in the early 70s. And finally, he was freed in England. He always had to wear a suit. But here in America, he could wear Indian clothing. He could wear sandals. You know, he loved it. And our house was always full of people from other countries. And we had friends from Ethiopia, we had friends from Iran, we had Palestinian friends, we had Greek friends. And I sometimes wondered, like, looking all around the area, why is it that my parents, they're immigrants, But they're spending so much time with other immigrants. What is with that? And it took me quite a few years to understand that maybe the fact that they wanted to spend time with so many immigrants was kind of a lifeline for them, that they did not want to forget who they were. They were grateful to be in the United States and for all the opportunities it gave to them and to us, but they wanted to bring along other people too, and they did not want to forget who they were. And years later, I find it really strange that I'm a writer and I spend all my time writing about people from other countries. So I think that a little bit of that feeling that they had of wanting to be connected to the world and caring about people in the world, it was pretty hard for me to escape. So that's my story. Thank you.